know, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to sing praises to the Lord and exalt His name together. And there's nothing that thrills me more than Jesus. When I get up on Sunday morning, I get up early, my mind is soaked up in Jesus. Really, that extends back to the day before and from about 6 in the evening until 12:30, whenever I go to bed. I'm soaking my mind up on Jesus. And when I wake, my thoughts are with Him. And as I prepare my heart to come in here, my thoughts are with Him. Well, I think about you too, but you're not quite as good as He is. And I just love to think about my Jesus and keep my eyes fixed on Him. So when I'm showering and shaving and I put on my favorite worship music, I'm just in my own world. A world with Jesus and me. And we're in a relationship that's just, I'm praising Him and He's blessing me back. And that's really what we do in worship. We're praising Him, we're entering into His presence, and we're blessing His name. Not to get blessed, but in doing so, we are blessed. And we thank the Lord for that experience. I thank the Lord for the music we have in this church and the privilege we have this evening of gathering together at Crawford Hall at Grove City College and having this wonderful celebratory worship service exalting Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are looking at the precious names of Jesus. We've done this for many years. We are in a series on Hebrews, and as we conclude that series, we're summing it up with seven names of Christ in the book of Hebrews. But it's focused on the precious name of Jesus. From Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. That is, the name of the Lord is multifaceted. It's like a diamond with all kinds of angles and glimmers to it that you can never absorb it all. So God has given us, I count, 640 names for the Lord. Others count even 1,000. But there's many more than we could ever appropriate. This verse helps us to understand that we need to embrace the name of Jesus and take it in. And I encourage you during the Christmas season to search those names and ask God to direct you to a name of the Lord that will be special to you throughout the year. And then take that name, adopt that name, pray through that name, ask God to make that real in your life as you savor the name of Jesus all through the year. We are looking at seven names in Hebrews as our concluding messages. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the anchor of our soul. He is a help in times of trouble. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the great shepherd, and He is the high priest. This morning, we're looking at the great shepherd of the sheep. The great shepherd of the sheep. Jesus is not only the good shepherd, but He is the great shepherd. And as we look into that, I want us to see the splendor of that name as God has given it to us. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. It is the conclusion of the book. The author of Hebrews brings it all together, and he is giving this great benediction, a prayer for the saints that he has just written to. He has corrected them, he has scolded them, he has encouraged them, but all through the book he's focusing on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And now as he concludes the book, he calls him that great shepherd of the sheep. Here's the passage. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Pause there a moment. When you see a name of Jesus when you're reading, pause, back up, and do it again. Pause, back up, and do it again. Let it soak in. In the Psalms, there is a strange word called Selah, and it follows many of the Psalms. It is a word that means stop, take it in, soak in that for a moment. And I say, soak it in for a moment. The great shepherd of the sheep. The great shepherd of the sheep. Equip you with every good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Whenever we see a passage that does that, it usually exalts Jesus, just like was done here. And it ends with, to whom be glory forever and ever. It's always followed by an amen. And the purpose of that is to let you know that we just glorified the King of Kings, the name at which we're going to bow, and every tongue and every knee is going to bend, and everyone in earth and in heaven and under the earth is going to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. And so